Before the Kincade fire broke out, nearly 130 people were living in makeshift shelters along the Joe Rodota Trail. Santa Rosa residents and elected officials were highly concerned over both the humanitarian crisis and hazards to public safety. This week, sleeping outside is even more dangerous, as temperatures are expected to drop to near freezing. Local law enforcement had been offering people in the encampment emergency shelter long before the fire, with many refusing to go. California Rural Legal Aid attorney Jeffrey Hoffman represents several clients on the trail who don't want to be forced to leave. I spoke with him last week about why they feel local emergency shelters, specifically the Sam Jones shelter in downtown Santa Rosa, are not appropriate for them.
It's going to depend on everyone's individual circumstances. We are aware and have been contacted by some people for whom certain types of shelter placements may not be adequate, such as emergency shelters and, in specific, the Sam Jones shelter. And we know that that is being offered to a lot of the folks out there. And for some people, that placement is not appropriate. It might be due to their disability. I think in a lot of the cases, that's the reason.
Having a disability or mental illness may make it hard for some to feel safe sleeping in a large and often noisy room with a lot of other people. Others may have been assaulted in shelters in the past. Hoffman says permanent supportive housing or even temporary but more private shelter, like tiny homes or safe parking, would be much better accommodations.
As I understand it, I mean, the city and the county are looking for ways to create more permanent supportive housing. I know that Homeless Action is working on a program for safe parking and maybe some sort of a tiny houses or other type of program similar to that. So that's all very favorable. And I think to the extent more programs and solutions like that can be brought into place, I think it's going to help to relieve this issue and hopefully will mean in the future that there won't be these types of encampments in Santa Rosa or hopefully in the whole county. There's this myth that people like to be camping outside, and that's not what we've seen. If people are offered an adequate placement, especially obviously permanent supportive housing or a permanent placement, I think everybody or the majority of the people that we've spoken to would be more than happy to be in a placement like that as opposed to being out on the street or camping.
And camping right now could be deadly. According to Supervisor Linda Hopkins, interdepartmental teams have been evacuating people along the Joe Rodota Trail to both fire evacuation and local homeless shelters. Hopkins says she's not sure how many people are still out there, but 2 days ago it was down to about 30. It remains to be seen how many will return after the emergency evacuation shelters close. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.